wondering how you make decisions in life. What you start, what you finish, what you stop, who you are, what you think, what you say, what you feel, where you go, how you behave. I wonder. I'm looking back at parts of my life, and actually, the things that I had to choose to end were some of the most powerful decisions I ever made. Sometimes we think that it's really hard because we've got to start lots of things, or we've got to be phenomenal or fabulous. But sometimes we need to intend to end things. And those endings can be painful because the brain likes certainty and it likes things that are the same. And that's why we hold on to lots of stuff. We hold on to relationships that don't serve us, jobs that we can't stand, even old money that's been sitting around in a bank account for years for the fear of actually we might need it because we might have an emergency of some description. We keep hold of old clothes that we probably think we're going to fit into and we probably never would wear even if we could fit into them again. We hold on to that pair of really high-heeled shoes in case we need them for a wedding outfit. We hold on to so many things for fear that we might need them. And sometimes it's because we haven't considered what we can replace them with. Sometimes if we give that dream space, that dream state, some time, some energy, instead of sitting around worrying all day, start thinking about what you could replace some of these things that no longer serve you with. What if you could intend to end the things that you knew weren't right for you and really consider what to replace them with? Imagine the power of that. Imagine being able to do that every day as often as you want to. Imagine having a coach that can guide you through doing that so that you really bring your dream to life. But to do that, you've got to have the dream. And some people are just going through life doing the same old shit every day and moaning about it. And that has become their life. And that is not a way to enjoy life. So my client who's come to She Enjoys is because they know they need to have more joy, fulfillment, purpose. They need to have more love. They need to get out of bed in the morning being excited about life rather than moaning about life. So what do you intend to end? Grab a piece of paper and write the things down. All the things that you know that no longer serve you, they've got to go. Think of it as like a decluttering of your life at the deepest level and maybe at the external physical level. It could be stuff that you need to get rid of. It could be things that you need to decide that for some reason you've just been scared to do. The thing is, the universe can't give you more stuff if you're holding on to other stuff. You've heard that saying, when one door closes, another one opens. Well, when you clear out a load of stuff, it makes room for things, people, joy, pleasure, money. It's interesting. If you want to know more about this and you want to understand how this is showing up for you or not showing up for you and what you can intend to end and what you can fulfill your life with, then book a call with me. In 30 minutes, we can really achieve a lot. Help you understand what's going on for you. Get some clarity, some courage, and some confidence to move into a better part of your life.